You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Welcome to Growing Pains. I'm your host, Ginger. Join me and my best friends as we talk about growing up and trying not to break down. So you guys heard that intro, right? You are pretty familiar with that intro. It's been playing at the beginning of every single episode. We have, what, like 20-something episodes now? Me and Ginger just worked on something really special.
We're going to insert a clip here.
All right, so we spent hours on that, and we took a little bit of inspo. I think our inspo derived from music. 2000s German house pop house
music. You know that Cara Delevingne is like, you need to fall in love with something that will actually love you back. House music.
Literally Cara
Delevingne. And I've seen that.
Jokes that I've actually have been like, I don't know if it counts as house music. I put them all in one genre, like EDM type music.
Rave music.
This is actually such a great way to like burst into that topic.
Yeah.
I made a frat boy playlist.
Which, by the way, the last frat party we went to, it was all house music. And then they played Sexy Red once.
But it wasn't even the good house music because I had the
playlist.
I don't even think that qualifies as house music. I feel like we're using that term wrong, but.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Okay, song of the day.
Yes, wait, really quick. We should all introduce ourselves
because
we have someone who hasn't been here in years.
Hey, guys.
Light years, centuries.
Hey. I'm Ileana, and I'm finally back on the pod. So sorry, y'all. I've been seriously lacking because I got a new job, and yeah. I got a new job, and that's my only excuse. And also, I work really far from the studio, so I'm just really lazy. And when I get off of work, I'm like, do I really want to make the 45-minute drive? No. But I promise, that's changing. I love my job. I love what I do. By the way, I'm like an RBT, so I give like behavioral therapy to kids on the spectrum.
Did you say hey girl?
Love it. No. I didn't say hey girl therapy. Hey girl.
Hey
no.
girl therapy.
Behavioral therapy.
Behavioral. I thought you said fully said hey girl.
Hey girl. I give therapy.
Slayer therapy. Let's go on to song of the day.
Song of the week, boys.
Song of the week. I don't know. My song. Lizzie McAlpine dropped a new album. I really love it.
It's unbelievable.
All Falls Down is a good one.
Oh my God.
I guess that will be my song of the day. And I do also want to plug in Miss Rebby Moon. I feel like I say it wrong. Rebby Moon. R-E-M-B-I Moon. Don't Mind. It actually dropped a while ago. Yes. You guys should listen to that. It's by a good friend, Abby. She's an amazing artist.
She's
going to go big one day. Like, mark my words. Let me do a little snippet. Ready?
A little clip.
Okay, now that I teased you, you can go listen to the rest of the song on Spotify.
She's so good. Like, genuinely, she's one of the greatest, most humble people ever.
Most amazing person ever.
Like, so awesome.
Instagram is R-E-M-B-I Moon. Rembi Moon.
Yes!
Yes! So, if you are listening, I want your autograph.
Please.
Please. I'm your biggest fan. Support local artists. Okay.
Yes.
You got your turn.
This is really big. This is really big for me. Obviously, I've been choosing Chapel Roan songs for the past few weeks, and there's been an unreleased song that she'd been teasing for, like, a month. It's called Good Luck, Babe.
Ooh, I saw you post that.
It's about falling in love with a straight girl.
I know you ate that up. I know you ate
something.
that song up.
It's really fitting because you're wearing a rainbow cowboy hat right now.
I did. I am. If it was an audio visual.
I wish this was audio visual because you look like a fool. I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm. And just to mention, like, Mo was the one who's like, Ginger, this song is so you. And I was like, what
There's
song?
No way, really. Because me and Madison were looking at the stories and I was like, I wonder who she relates this to.
Yeah. Mo was like, oh, Ginger, don't listen to this song. Don't listen to this song. And I was
That's
like,
wild.
And she's like, look at the lyrics. And I like almost myself and die.
You guys are so
guacamole.
Yeah, guacamole. You guys are so comfortable with each other because, like, oh, yeah, for her to, like, be like, you would hate this song because, yeah, like, your past experiences is, yeah, like, crazy, and I applaud you for that.
Yeah. Yep, crazy maturity on that level.
Mm-hmm.
Liliana? Guys, my song of the week, my song of the month, We Can't Be Friends. I have not stopped listening to that song since it came out. Like, we can't be friends. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm in a happy relationship,
that whole
too.
Album,
and
yeah,
I'm just like,
so good.
That song, like, killed me.
I know.
Killed me.
I watched the music video a couple, like it was like a couple days ago, mm-hmm, with my little sister. Bawling.
Literally.
Bawling. Yeah, I had like an emotional connection to Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind,
yes,
previous to this, yes, music video. And watching it, I was like,
it was so crazy.
It was so pretty, yeah, too. That was such a good album.
Yes.
I saw a bunch of mixed like reviews. I loved it. First listen, Imperfect For You.
Oh, no, that's a good one.
Imperfect For You. That's such a good song. Like, ugh.
She really, I like.
Thank you, Ariana.
It was so good. Her comeback is, like, crazy.
Her whatbacks?
Oh, speaking of comebacks.
Her whatbacks?
Can we talk about
that?
Speaking of comebacks, can we talk about JoJo Siwa and her trying to rebrand and the, yeah.
Shashanala.
Yeah, I'm the first person in my generation. Have you seen that video? Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm the first person in my generation to make such
a big change.
To have such a big change.
And the interviewer, when she was saying that, was laughing.
He was
like,
dying of,
what,
yeah,
is she saying?
I know.
It's just, I find it very similar to, like, how her old, like, brand used to be. Like, very. Big,
and then
bold,
you
colorful,
saw that,
like
apparently
monochrome.
Miley Cyrus wrote the song in 2012, yes, and it was like a whole joke or something. I'm like, I'm so confused,
yeah,
but I can't help but,
yo,
laugh.
And she even says that she tries to like rebrand, like her rebrand is based on Miley Cyrus's, and I'm like, you just can't.
That's weird.
You
it's
can't,
like, you can't
outdo like
the
what
duo.
She did.
Also, the problem is she can't sing.
Oh,
or dance.
Well, that's the
she
thing,
was
though.
A
she
dancer,
can,
though.
Like, she was, but we've seen the choreography
years.
For this new one.
I just don't think that choreography is good for her.
It's really not.
Okay, when did this become the JoJo Siwa podcast?
Sorry, JoJo, if we ever work with you in
JoJo.
The future, we love ya.
No, we don't.
Damn. Okay. I wanna circle this back to my frat boy playlist.
Okay, frat boy playlist.
It's
wait,
literally...
wait, today's episode's about our Spotify playlist.
Yes.
And, like... their little niche backdoor, mm-hmm, like
this
backstories
goes so deep.
And
it
yeah,
does.
Into
yeah,
my mind.
And what they mean to us. And,
it really is yeah. like, you know how people say your eyes are the window to your soul? I think my Spotify
yep,
playlist
is literally
like,
that's
to
a
my
good,
soul.
Yeah,
it is
good
so
analogy.
Personal. I feel so
I have
vulnerable.
Like 80 playlists, I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I barely have like 15 or ish, but they're like select
mm-hmm.
for a reason.
Mm-hmm. I have so many, but I only have some that are unprivated.
Mm.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I, have so many.
I think only
oh my
on
God.
My profile that there's maybe like 30 that are public. But that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Have you guys... Wait, you can talk about your frat boy. I'll talk about it later.
There's not much to say about the frat boy playlist. It's called Frat House. And I could not stand, like, EDM, like, electric type music. It just wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like...
Mm-hmm.
I grew up, basically.
I grew up.
I grew up, and I was listening a little bit closer. I was like, it's kind of just fun listening,
just dance.
Listening to, like, bad, not that it's bad, because, like, you know, to all their own, like, you like that music, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, genuinely, like, when I, like, let go of the, like, the cringe and just, like, this isn't my music type,
mm-hmm.
and I listen to the music, I just have fun. It's like, wow, life is mm-hmm. beautiful.
Life is beautiful,
yeah.
man. I feel like that kind of music, though, I can't just listen to in the car. Like, I have to be out.
Oh, I listen yeah. in the car. Like, when I'm trying to get hype, when I'm trying to get pumped up, and I'm like, I can't. Like, genuinely, I've been, like, practicing. This is not, I haven't been practicing anything, actually. I'm like, when I'm sad, I've been listening to happy music instead of sad music.
That's good.
But, like,
it takes you out
I'll,
of
like,
the phone.
Yeah, it's, like, a real thing.
That's so funny, because I only, like, I still consistently listen to sad music.
Yeah, it's a really bad habit.
That used to
break.
Be me, yeah, and
yeah.
I don't do it anymore.
I haven't done it as much since Mo.
That's good.
That's so
Which
sweet.
Weird.
Yeah,
well, you know what's crazy? Like, because, so, you guys know Phoebe is my blood. Like, Phoebe Bridgers is everything. She's my soul. She's my bones.
Okay.
Okay?
You haven't
but
been
I haven't
to her?
Like no I can't just put on Moonsong anymore.
I relate to you so heavily on that with cigarettes
after
bleep because that's my like my favorite band of all
yeah.
time. I know every single song. I can
mm-hmm.
read you every lyric, but since me and Madison started dating, I don't play their
yeah.
music. Like you'll play them and I'll sing. I love it, but
mm-hmm.
you will not find me like going into my Spotify to put it on because it's just so sad.
It is
yeah
I listen to cigarettes after
bleep.
When I sleep, like genuinely,
that's
like,
actually
I
perfect sleep.
Yeah,
sleep
yeah, that's
to
what
them.
I used to do before too.
But talking about Spotify playlist, Phoebe will creep her way back in, though. She always does. Like, for the last 3 years, my Spotify, like, Wrapped, it's all Phoebe and all Phoebe songs. And I'm like, I know I listen to her, but I can't. She's going to creep her way back in. Always.
Yeah. I do this other playlist. It's called Eve Babbitt's Blonde. Eve Babbitt is an author and kind of, she was like a, was it the 70s? She was like a LA socialite, like, in the 70s. And she wrote books. And I want to be her. And literally, I have a quote in the description for this playlist. It's serious about writing, but also serious about parties. And I do not think there's a single quote on planet Earth that cannot describe me more than that quote. And literally, the entire playlist is just The Doors, Fleetwood Mac, Velvet Underground, Led Zeppelin. Like, that's just completely all of it. And when I'm, like role-playing as, like, a socialite in the 70s, and I'm like, oh, I just did... You might have to bleep that out. But I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm literally like an author. All I do is smoke all day and just like rest in my like my LA penthouse. And I listen to
LA penthouse. Yeah.
LA penthouse.
You are really good at like making, curating the playlist. I feel like
it really, it's an art.
Super like, they're super consistent and on theme.
It's an art.
Me, I don't know. Like, it just depends. I feel like I'm very like,
you know whose like playlists are actually genuinely like, they're so like, like 0 to 100, like inconsistent, but they also just like, I love them. Are Ashley's playlist?
Ashley has
I think playlist. She's mentioned that she's like my Ashley era, my Ashley 37. Like, she doesn't name her playlist. They're all just like based off her like how she's feeling at the time. And I'll play it, and it'll go from like it'll go from the most like the saddest song. She's like listening to Gracie. She's listening to Phoebe. She's listening to like all these crazy sad songs. Ethel Cain's on there.
Oh my God.
And then right after that, it'll be like 21. And I'm like, what?
Metro.
Like, here I am just like, wow, just like sitting in the car driving with her. And the playlists she plays are so inconsistent.
But they're so good.
I love them.
And like, if you want to know Ashley's brain, like, it's really her.
Do you think she got like, she has like an itch in her, like, she's like, who's talking about me?
Yeah.
Right now.
I know she does.
I really like Gianna's playlist.
Gianna's is really good too.
I listen to them all the time. They're like, they're, I think out of everyone in the group, I probably share the most, like, music, like that with Kylie and Gianna.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I listen to her playlist, it's, like, what I would make for myself, but I'm not good at making playlists. So, I'm, like, I'm so glad she did all the work for me.
Dude, I know. I listen to Kylie's all the time. Is that, like, a big compliment?
It really is, because, like, genuinely, like, when I'm so bored and I don't know what to do and I just have my laptop open, I will just, like, I'm like, I'm just going to make a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have, every, like, little feeling I have, what did I make one just for, like, the other day where I was like, I need a playlist for, like, this feeling. I was watching Almost Famous, one of my favorite movies ever. And this is also, like, the same thing, like, on theme with, like, the, you know, like, 70s type. But, you know, I was like, I want a playlist, like, that encapsulates that movie. And there's, like... There's Billy Joel, there's Elton John, there's David Bowie, I guess the Eagles, not as much, but like, just like a bunch of those songs. And it was just like, I was like watching that movie and I remembered how good it was. I was like, I need to make a playlist for
this. I've never seen that movie.
It's so good.
Please watch it.
No, I've never seen it. Yeah, I will, for sure. Wait, can I talk about one?
Yeah, go for it, girl.
So, I have a playlist called It's Not Like This With Other People.
Ooh.
And it's 8 hours long.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
8 hours. That's how my playlist starts. And I got the name from Normal People because y'all know if you can relate to Normal People, I'm sorry.
It.
And I actually like you know, that little description. In the description, I have this quote that says, I have left the door unlocked just in case, because I read it on my Pinterest and I thought it was like, yeah, this is so freaking sad, because it's like about, I don't know, it's like friends to lovers, but like constantly missing each other because it's like normal people. Yeah. And
generally the worst piece of media to ever exist. Like, that's, it's so insane.
That, like, I don't even listen to this playlist anymore, but it's 8 hours long. It's like the most sad music you will ever find in your entire life. Yeah. Like, oh, God. Dang. I'm so proud of it, too. It's like the one that has the most likes. It has 4 likes.
That's so real.
I'm so famous.
That's so real.
Yep. I have this other one called, it's called I Was a Good Wife. And it's from my first
sorry, felt that guttural. Like, it was guttural in my soul.
It was from my first heartbreak, really. Like, it was my first heartbreak. And oh my it's gosh. Just named I Was a Good Wife. And then in the description, I also have a quote that says, I'm still stuck in that moment before the timer goes off. And it's, like, from this book that I read. And, yeah, it's just, like, it's, like, that, it's, like, the moments that come before, like, your first love ending or, like, having that, like, crushing experience. And it's, like...
You're so good at making playlists. I don't know why you say you're not. Like, that's insane.
Everything in here, it's, like... I was really picky. I'm really picky with the songs I put into my playlist. Like, oh my gosh. Like, some of them have, like, Leith Ross in here.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Jeff Buckley. Yeah. Mitski. It's a lot of Leith Ross. Yeah, all the songs are really sad. Oh, like the names. Feels like I have Feels Like We Only Go Backwards, A Better Time to Meet, First Love / Late Spring.
Oh my god, that's such a
Lover
song.
Please Stay. Oh god.
Oh, that's a crazy song.
Yeah, that's a crazy time in my life. Yeah.
Oh, that's so
real. Those
are
the two I'm the most proud of, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I also have one called Homage to Healing, which is like more Leith Ross, Delaney Bailey.
I was gonna say Delaney Bailey. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just called Homage to Healing. I like that one a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's kind of all with me.
You make me a surgeon.
I do. Okay, to mention, I think I should give a background in my playlist making. So I make playlists all the time, but like, I feel like I barely listen to them. But also, I make playlists mostly for other people. Like, most of the time, if I
know exactly.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'll say that exactly.
This is, like your fault when
okay.
it comes to, like...
So, I didn't realize that making playlists for people can be, like, a very deep and, like,
very,
romantic,
like, intimate type of,
thing.
Like, yeah.
I took it very casual. So, I would make playlists for people I would talk to.
And, like, you were like, I don't even like this person that much.
No, it's not that I don't like him that much. It's just, like, for me, it was like, oh, because music is so, like, big to me. I was like, oh, let's, like, see your music taste. Mm-hmm.
That's so gay of you.
So many people, though, I will say, so many people, when they've made playlists for me, I look back and it doesn't exist anymore. So many people deleted their playlists for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean,
The fact that you can say so many people means that there's been, like,
no,
multiple.
No, like, three people.
That's so
I'm going to add on to what you said. Like, it does mean a lot. Like, with music to me as well, I suck at making playlists, but when somebody makes me a playlist, like, okay. I had somebody, like, burn a CD for me. Yeah. And,
that's
like,
beautiful.
They put, like, all the
that's
songs
so cool.
that they thought, like, that reminded them of me. And it, even after I got over them, it low-key took me a while to throw it away. Because I was like, when is somebody going to do something so nice for me?
You threw it away, though?
I threw it away, of course.
Yeah.
And then, obviously,
I would have put it in a memory box. And I would have done
no,
it
because
again.
I have things like that. Not to, like, cut you off and, like, completely just,
no,
like,
go
but,
ahead.
Like, I have, like, this card from someone who asked me to be their Valentine, like, a long time ago.
Oh.
And I don't like that person, and I never really did ever again. I was still, like, friends with them. But like, you know, it's like there's no reason.
You guys were
for,
kids. Oh, no. It was like high school.
There's like no reason for me to like keep it. But it was like that was the only time that I've been asked to be someone's Valentine. Like in such a like he got me a card and he got me like candies and
but,
stuff.
But like he ended up not meaning anything to you and stuff. But like the person that gave
it
to me,
it
was like somebody important in that time.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I was like, if I hold on
I get
to this.
That.
I can't.
Yeah. Actually, I do. Yeah. I get that because I deleted everything from like my ex. I did.
Of
I
course.
Didn't want to hold on to that.
Okay, Drake.
F my ex.
Yeah, I cracked it. I threw it away. I just could not keep that with me. But
yeah,
even to this day, I'm like,
the idea of
somebody
it.
Else needs to do that for
Dude,
me. Because...
burn a CD is crazy.
Yeah,
would you listen
effort.
To it in like the car?
I feel wrong talking about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, we don't have to talk
I
about
mean,
it.
I mean, yeah, I would use it in the car. Because it was, like, a gift. I don't have anywhere else to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say, where do I even put a CD?
Yeah, I would just keep it in my car, and I'd play it, like, whenever.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never had a CD player?
No.
Yeah,
because you have a
love collecting physical things and music. Not to be, like, I love, like, it's different. Like, tangible music. Not, like, that annoying person. But I have so many vinyls. I have so many CDs. Mm-hmm. I don't even have a CD player anymore. I gave it to my sister.
Oh, man.
But I still have all my CDs because I'm really proud of them.
I collect DVDs. Like, DVD
Really?
Movies.
I just vinyls.
I have a bunch of, like, DVD movies. Mm-hmm. But I don't even, like, I don't have a DVD player
right,
in my
to
room.
Watch the, yeah.
Yeah,
That's
but
true. I don't know. I just love like tangible stuff.
I know. Like, I think that's big.
I've seen them in your room, especially like music.
Like having a vinyl of it.
Yeah, I don't even have a record player. I mean, we have our record player in the apartment, but we don't turn it on. We don't use it. And I just like, I'm like, Alexa, play this. Like, I'm not going to get the record out. But like, I just love having it. Like, Ginger, genuinely, like, one of my most prized possession is Blonde on Vinyl, Frank Ocean. Let me repeat that. Blonde on Vinyl by Frank Ocean. I have it. Official pressing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Don't rob me. But I have it, and I haven't played it because we don't use our record player, but, like, I just like to,
is
like,
there something about
I
you
pull
can't
it out
it?
Sometimes, and I look at, no, it's not that, it's just that, like, we don't use the record player, and I just like to pull it out and look at it sometimes.
It is, yeah, it is so cool.
Dang. Yeah, like, that will be buried with me.
Yeah, I'll put it in there.
I bought a record player in, like, December or January because I wanted one for so long, and I was so convinced that I would use it every day. I've played it 2 times.
Really?
It's been, like, 5 months. Yeah, I played it 2 times. Wow. I have no use for it. But it's cute in my room. So.
It is, like, a really cute thing. It's and, like, to have vinyls table. Is really cute.
I have one. I have Punisher by Phoebe Bridgers.
That's true. Only that's the only one
that's the only one I have.
Illy, I have so many gift ideas for you.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was about to say that. Hey, my birthday's in, like, what?
Nine months.
9 months.
I feel like birthday just passed.
PT Dubs.
Yeah.
I feel like... I never mentioned a real playlist of mine, and I feel like I should.
I feel like you should say one that has like a story tied with it.
Oh,
get some time, like, damn.
Dude. Okay, well, I mean, there's
sorry,
a bunch.
I'm sorry if I'm like distracting and off putting. Like, I'm playing Hay Day
you
right
be
now.
Off-putting. Oh my gosh, you should be off putting. Get off-putting. It? Because you're all right. Fat.
There's a lot for Mo because I love making love.
So. Oh wait, what? You like, wait, what?
Bleep. I will say, if you want to know.
Oh my gosh. You have to keep that in.
Disgusting.
I think, so my bones, like, playlist.
Your bones?
Your what?
My bones playlist, like, who I am. Because I feel like I had to have it all somewhere. Like, if someone were to ask. First of all, it's 41 hours long.
Oh my gosh.
But it's called How I Fell in Love with Music. And it's just all, like, the most influential
you
people.
You want to know? I use that playlist for Christmas. I got Ginger an Elliott Smith vinyl.
That's how you knew?
That's how I knew it because I knew I was going to get you a record. Yeah. I knew I was going to get you a record. And I was like, what is she into? Ileana's playing Minecraft. I was like, what is she into? Like, I know what you're into, but I knew you had a lot of Phoebe Bridgers. I knew you had this.
Yeah, I had all Phoebe.
I was like, let me look at that playlist. And I was like, oh my God, Elliott Smith. Mm-hmm. She's mentioned so many times that she's trying to get all of Elliott Smith's records. And dude, it was a complete shot in the dark. Ginger at the time didn't have like 2 records of him. She had like every other record, and I just picked one. I was like, I hope she doesn't have this one.
And I didn't. And you got didn't. I had been looking for that one because I hadn't seen it for a while. Mm-hmm. And then like I went to Amoeba with Mo in Hollywood, and I got the other one. There's only one more, but like I'm so close, and I'm so happy, and I cried because I had.
Did
that
you
record.
Like Amoeba? I want to go
Amoeba
in October.
It was the best thing ever, and I know I'm dramatic about it, and I know I'm super pretentious about it, but it was so like it was
I've
everything.
Seen pictures. It's I've seen so pictures. Cool. I cannot wait to go to LA in October. I'm going for the Cigarettes After Bleep concert because my girlfriend got us tickets, and so like we have to plan like our little Airbnb and how we're gonna Uber there and what we're gonna do. And
that
I'm
sounds,
so
that's
excited.
So cute.
I'm
that's
so excited.
So cool.
It's gonna be like our first trip ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
sounds really fun.
Oh, Illy, that's gonna be so cool. And you'll love if you visit me. It's so cool.
I really want
to. It's
go,
like
yeah.
it's just and you have to take photos. Like you can't not go in there and take a photo. Okay. But it's so cool. They have everything. Like everything.
I'll probably get like a Cigarettes After Bleep vinyl because I'm there. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, another good one I have. It's not about anyone in particular, but I think this is when I like. It was before my like. I dated my ex. So this is like a weird time. This one I like had been talking to people and it was going nowhere. I was like waiting so like I wanted a relationship so bad because I'd always been like big lover girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I named it this, it's called Bite Down Hard. And it's all just like crazy like yearning and longing and meeting.
The name of these playlists I would like to know are like so like insane.
Bones. Mm-hmm.
Bones, Bite Down Hard. Yours is like a whole quote.
Yeah. Oh, and my other favorite one, it's all my favorite like woman artists. I can't say it, but it's C-U-N-T. That's the name of the playlist.
I wish we could. I am sick of
reclaim
being
the word
in a box. I want to cuss.
I do.
Sorry.
Like, guys.
I know.
Okay. But
a female's body part should not be a bad word.
Amen. Amen.
Boom.
Ba-boom. Drop.
I have this one playlist. This is probably, I have a lot of really sad playlists, but this playlist was genuinely made out of a place of, like, rot and despair.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Too Close to the Flame. I think
I love this playlist.
I think everyone knows the context of this playlist, but, like, I don't want to tell the story. Like,
You don't have to.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't know why I brought it up.
Too Close to the Flame is, like, a pretty...
Yeah, I got Too Close to the Flame, and I made a playlist about it. And then this happened in, like, November last year. But, it's a lot of... It's Self-Control by Frank Ocean is, like, the first song on it, and I think that should give enough context. Mm-hmm. If you know what that song means, then you should know.
I want to say, too, that playlist, okay, this is probably hypocritical of me, but when someone makes me a playlist, I don't know if some, because some people don't think about it like this. Some people are really casual with playlists, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I've never been casual about anything ever in my life.
We're also girls. Like,
we're girls. True. But when I, usually, like, I say casual, but even when I make a playlist, I choose songs and, like, the lyrics mean something.
Yeah. It's, I'm not going to put a playlist on and have, like, a meet, you know.
I've had people make playlists, and I would listen to the song, and it's, like, a weird or sad song, and it's, like, meant to be a happy playlist. And I was like, oh, why did you add this? Because I analyze every lyric. If mm-hmm. you send me a playlist, I'm analyzing every lyric of every song.
That's the way it should be.
And the person was like,
cornball lyric.
The person was like,
no, I do the same.
Literally. The person literally said, oh, I just like that song. That's why I added it.
What?
I think there's a difference.
What?
There's a difference in songs where it's like, this made me think of you, and like, I want to show you the song because I like it, you know?
Yeah. Like, it was like, I don't know. That's so, like, crazy to me. Because some people don't care about lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I analyze. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of lyrics, I found one of my old diaries, like, from when I was, like, 8 or 9. And it was literally, like, obviously, like, we talked about my feelings. And then there were specific pages.
We talked about my feelings.
About my feelings. And then there were specific, like, pages where I talked about the lyrics of music that I would hear on the radio. Yeah, and I would, like, quote the song. And then I'd be like, this is what I think it means.
Dude, I can imagine little Illy in her notebook.
Feel. Like, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I should have been, like, a singer-songwriter.
Guys, if you don't know, Ileana can sing, and she can play music. And I know that she can write beautiful music. But
I think
she
can all sing. I'm, like, really humble about it. I'm really humble about it, y'all.
You're really good, though.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know. I'm self-taught, so I don't really have a lot of confidence with my, like, guitar.
I get that.
But I've always enjoyed singing. I just get shy. But I know that I'm not, like, the worst singer in the world.
No.
Yeah.
But have you written songs, actually?
I've written poems that I've tried to turn into music, but I feel like I'm better at writing poetry than
interesting.
I am songs. I don't have a
You're
song
right.
I'm proud of. But I have many poems that, mm-hmm. like, I think are really good.
Because writing a song is such a different view
yeah,
than writing
I've
poetry.
Tried, and it just never comes out right. Maybe yeah. I could sit down with, like, a music person, and then mm-hmm. I'd write lyrics, and then they'd... Because yeah. I feel like it's hard to write a song if you don't know what the music sounds like.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, like...
Like the melody?
Yeah, I need the words. Like, the music guides me to write the
Whoa.
Words.
Whoa! Because it depends for me. Sometimes I'll write something and then I come up with, because I'm like, oh, this is how I want it to sound.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll have the music and then I'm like,
all right. I've tried that, but I feel like when I write the words first and then I try to make the music mm-hmm. sounds forced. It sounds like I'm making it sound a certain way so it fits my words I want my words to fit the music.
Naturally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was a poem in itself, y'all.
If you guys want to hire us to make your playlist, please do.
Can I talk about one last one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have one playlist called Our Last Summer from, you know, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, that song.
And it's like a playlist full of the songs that I listened to on my trip to Europe last year.
Oh,
because
that's
I will
so cute.
Never let go of that trip. And mm-hmm. it's just called Our Last Summer, and it has like a bunch of little French,
I have a playlist for
French
when me
music.
And Ashley and Gianna and Ginger graduated.
Oh, that's
and
a good
it's
one.
I specifically made it because I was like, I'm going to need, you know, songs on deck for when, because me, Ashley and Gianna, we all drove to graduation ourselves because we had to be there at the butt crack of dawn. I was like, I need songs on deck.
Wait.
I can say butt crack.
Oh my God.
Crack. Yeah, bleep that one out. Beep crack. And I needed songs on deck for when we drive up,
yes.
when we drove to
You are the... always usually on Ox. Or Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. All right, y'all.
No, I think about it. I never made you. My bad.
Thank you for listening. Oh, I was going to say that.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom. I wish I had a soundboard.
Stop.
Can you add a soundboard for me?
And we are done.
And don't forget to listen to Stuck by Remy Moon. We'll be available this Friday at 9 p.m., I believe, Pacific Standard Time on Spotify. Listen to it. You won't regret it. She's great.
Thank you so much for listening to Growing Pains. You can follow us on Instagram at Growing Pains Gram or on TikTok at Growing Pains Talk. Hope you tune in next week.